Hey, how you going?
You are going it alone, so to speak, because your other half got a ticket to the races. Does that mean you can speak on his behalf or at least throw him under a bus right now?
Yeah, I can definitely do both. He won't know what I'm saying, so it's great.
Because he's been so incredibly passionate slash, well, he definitely knows how to blow his own trumpet, so to speak. He's done everything else in the house. Is he going to auction off the house as well? I feel like he's done everything else.
Look, everybody wants him to, but I'm the only one saying no. Auctioneer sells their own house. So he'll be too emotionally invested, and let's be honest, he won't stop talking. We'll never sell it.
Yeah, exactly right. So obviously, last night I watched you and you were a bit emotional, leaving, saying goodbye to everyone. Is it, you know, it's sort of sunk in that this part of this chapter's over?
Yeah, it did yesterday, actually. I'm not really a crier, but I got a little teary. I'm like, this is it. We're closing the doors for good. So I'm going to be sad not to wake up next to all the other contestants, but we'll be friends forever, so it's a good thing.
I was watching last night's episode, and Jesse made a point to say you were probably, out of all of the contestants, the least likely to actually go on the show. How much convincing did it actually take to get you on?
It took a lot, to be honest. Like, I was not interested in any aspect. I was like, I've never sold in my life. How the hell am I going to go on a renovating show? But I am a quick learner. But, you know, it took him about a month. Like, I kept saying no, but I kept, like, doing all the applications and the videos. So it was kind of weird. I just didn't talk to him for a week. Yeah. I was like, I need to process this. Don't talk to me.
Oh. Wow.
Well, what an experience for you. What are you hoping? Where do you want to be in the auction list? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
To be honest, I actually didn't really want to know much information about it because I'm a wreck. I'm stressed out. I don't want to know. I'm just going to rock up on the day, have a shot, and let's see what happens. But I wouldn't mind going like first, second, or third because that way it's over quicker.
Yeah, because that's the thing. You're loitering around. You're hoping that, you know, those who missed out on previous houses come through. If they don't come through, if they feel like, you're right, there's too much on you at that point in time. Are you thankful, though, for the experience? And do you see yourself now in a future where it's all about interior design, or are you going back to the day job?
Oh, look, it's the best thing I've ever done, and I changed the game on life in general. But, yeah, so I'm back to the real world now, but you never know. We've got some things in, you know what Jesse's like. He's already networking, thinking about the next project. So I'll find out, and I'm sure I'll find out when he's ready.
You'll just sign the paperwork. That's it.
It's pretty much what I do. Okay, we're doing that? Okay, done.
Hey, finally, too, where has he kept that bloody golf trophy that he won over Keith? Is he still holding on to that?
It's in our room. I see it every day. It's on the windowsill. So, the first thing I see when I open the blinds.
Well, he's gone to the races. Now is your time to get rid of it ahead of auction this weekend. We wish you all the very best, Mel, and we could be speaking to you and Jesse next week when you're the winners of the block 2019.
Ooh, fingers crossed. Thanks, guys.